Brooklyn, Queens, the Bronx, Staten, and money-making Manhattan. You're listening to Bashani Radio App, the number one independent app for podcasts. Download for free for iPhone and Android at the App Store.
Millionaire Mentorship. Millionaire Mentorship. The Millionaire Mentorship Show with Dr. Herbert Harris on Bashani Radio and iHeart Radio.
You are now tuned in to the Millionaire Mentorship Show with Dr. Herbert Harris on Bashani Radio, always talking about everything from New York City. We are available on iTunes, iHeartRadio, Spotify, TuneIn Radio, and anywhere a mobile device is available. This is Dr. Herbert Harris, author of the 12 Universal Laws of Success. I am your transformational speaker and trainer. We've written 8 books and had our books translated into many languages, but now we are engaged in transforming the lives of 1 million people, helping them be what they want to be, do what they want to do, and have whatever they want to have by attracting and creating wealth, living their dreams, and realizing their purpose and destiny. The concept of the Millionaire Mentorship Show is that wealth, success, and all things come to us based on consciousness. The spiritual principle, seek first the kingdom, and all these things will be added unto you. Kingdom is consciousness, awareness. So the purpose of the Millionaire Mentorship Show is to help develop the consciousness of wealth, health, success, prosperity, and money to attract these things into your life. So, if you would like to attract health, wealth, happiness, love, success, prosperity, and money into your life, you are in the right place. I'd like to thank our listeners for tuning into our program and sharing it with others. With your support, you have made us the number one new program on the Bashani Radio Network. With listeners like you, nothing is impossible. So, hey, folks, keep up the good work. Continue to share, listen with your friends, and subscribe to our network. Send your questions or comments in to Herbert@HerbertHarris.com. That's Herbert, H-E-R-B-E-R-T, at HerbertHarris.com. I'd love to share some of them on the air. Everyone who sends a comment or a question will receive a free audio download, The 4 Principles of Wealth Building. Be sure to visit our website, HerbertHarris.com. That's www.HerbertHarris.com for tips and tools to help you live your dreams. You know, when we start our program, I love to share a story of inspiration. The story today is about change. There was a blind girl who hated herself purely because she was blind. The only person she did not hate was her loving boyfriend because he was always there for her. She said that if she could only see the world, she would marry him. One day, someone donated a pair of eyes for her. Now she could see. She could see everything, including her boyfriend. Her boyfriend asked her, "Now that you can see the world, will you marry me?" The girl was shocked when she saw that her boyfriend was blind also. She then refused to marry him. The boyfriend walked away in tears, hurt. He later wrote a letter to her saying, "Dear, please take care of my eyes." The moral of the story: when our circumstances change, so does our mind. Some people may not be able to see the way things were before and might not be able to appreciate them now.
Hey, Achievers. Dr. Herbert Harris here.
Did you know that audiobooks are one of the most effective ways to learn about new ideas, new experiences, and new places to go? Audible, an Amazon company, is offering our listeners a free 30-day trial to get two free audiobooks to listen to whenever you want, in your car, in your home. Go to our website, www.herbertharris.com. Click on the Audible icon and get your free trial. That's www.herbertharris.com. Click on the Audible icon and get your free trial. The theme for today is Believe in Yourself. And I picked that theme because our guest today is a man who has believed in himself, who believed that he deserved to be rich, who believed that he deserved to be a millionaire. You're going to hear more from him in just a moment. We want to share our quote for today, though. And I think this quote will help guide you after you hear the inspiring words of our guest. The quote says, "Believe in yourself and you will be unstoppable." Believe in yourself and you will be unstoppable. That's a perfect lead into our guest. Dr. Gorich Mine Ali Yassin is an asset control wealth specialist. He has a doctorate in philosophy, and he is founder of the Billionaire Mastermind Forum, a daily online inspirational talk show. Dr. Ali is a published author. His book, The Science of Thinking Big, is popular. He's also an inspirational speaker and a radio talk show host. Dr. Ali reached the status of self-made millionaire in the network marketing industry. Not bad for a fella who dropped out of school at 17, came to New York City, and bought his burning desire to get rich. He bought a one-way ticket from his family's small farm in North Carolina in search of the millionaire lifestyle in New York City. Despite these early circumstances, Ali lived and dreamed of getting rich. He was determined to be the first millionaire in his family. Dr. Yassin has served as business consultant to several multi-million dollar network marketing companies. He's been self-employed for over 30 years and attributes his success to good old common sense and the bumblebee philosophy. You know, the bumblebee doesn't know that according to the law of aerodynamics, the shape of his body and his small wings prevent him from flying. The bumblebee just flies. Currently, Ali serves as the executive director and founder of By the Fish Pond, LLC, a success education training institute that focuses on home-based online business ventures. This organization specializes in helping people become millionaires. Dr. Yassin lives in New York City. He has five kids. He has a lovely wife, Diane Reed Yassin, and thankfully she's let him join us today. This is a perfect lead-in to my friend, Dr. Go Rich Mind Ali Yassin. We're picking up now on the second part of the interview with Dr. Ali Yassin. Enjoy. Now, Ali from real estate, and it's funny, all the time, yes. You know, we've known one another for, oh gosh, 20 years, 30 years, and I didn't know that you had really been in real estate, but as I look back, I'm saying, well, that's natural. You know, that's a natural
one. Yes.
Ali could sell ice to the Eskimos, you know?
Yeah, I was in real estate in Brooklyn, in Bed-Stuy right now, where the home across from where I live right now in Bed-Stuy just sold for $6 million. And the lady brought it 25 years ago for $130,000.
Well, you know, I know, man. We had a good season.
Yes.
Now, how did you move from real estate to network marketing?
Oh, I went bankrupt in real estate. You know, I got all these homes and didn't know how to get financing and keep them up. And a lot of people's on welfare. The houses need a whole bunch of work. Then I went into a basic business. And one day, someone told me about a lady that was earning $20,000 a month in a company called Amway. But before they told me about her, a guy told me about a concept that if you take a penny and you double it for 30 days, that would give you an excess of $1 million. And I said, now, how can I apply that principle to business? So in traditional business, you can't do that because you got expenses, so no way the power of doubling could take place. But when I heard about network marketing, when five gets five and 125 and all the way down and you get an override, I said, wow. Went to a meeting. I saw a sign one day to earn $5,000 a month part-time. Went to this meeting with Amway. And these guys in the 1980s were making $10,000, $15,000, $20,000 a month. I said, I can do this. That's how I got involved in network marketing.
Wow. That you saw the Amway dream. And, you know, many of us, I remember going down to my first Amway meet. Remember that? Yeah. The power of the secret. You know, you want to know, well, what is it? They wouldn't tell you. Mm-hmm. Say, well, I tell them, no, you got to come down. And that's another point, man. You have to be curious. You have to be curious about other people's success. You know, people can look, sometimes folks will look at your success and they can be jealous. And they'll be, rather than honor you for your success, they want to tear you down. And then there are other people who will look at your success and they'll say, well, that's him. He can't do it. He can't. You know, that's him. I can't do that. I'm not that kind of person. But the people who really achieve success are those who look at other people's success and say, I can do that. Let me learn more. Let me satisfy my curiosity. So Amway was where you cut your teeth.
Yes, absolutely.
Now, after Amway, how did you evolve there? Did you do well in Amway?
No, that was a learning stage. I worked, but let me tell you what happened. I was there, and they told me, after about several months in, to get to this meeting in North Carolina, Dexter Yeager. And I went down, it was 30,000 people, and we spent 14 to 16 hours. And I looked at what I saw there, came back, continued to work at it. But later on, I went off and met a guy and got into the nutritional business and met a guy named Richard Call, who was a multimillionaire, and got involved in the liquid diet business at that time. And from there, that's where I made my first $100,000 in income. I made that in the nutrition business. But Amway was the springboard, I should say, yes, that got me started and having a vision.
And I think that was the Cambridge plan you did with Richard.
That was a Cambridge plan with Richard, boy, yeah.
Yeah. And you sponsored me.
Say what?
You sponsored me in that business.
Yeah, okay. You remember.
Yes. And so that was a business that that gave you, I think, your first big money.
Yeah, that was my first big check, first big money, first big potential, seeing how big things could be, and gave me an ability to have a great leadership role as well.
And then you evolved. And I remember you were moving into the Bahamian diet.
Dick Gregory, yes.
Dick Gregory. And what was it about that? Because you were like at the top of that. I mean, you were the top dog in that. What was it about that? What was it about you that made you go to the top like that?
Was about my sponsor. A good friend of mine called Joe Hardwick and Don Thaler. But Ollie Jefferson was able to paint, you know, in my book, The Science of Getting Rich is my book that they can pick up on Amazon. And I lay out these seven insights to wealth. But Ollie Jefferson painted a picture for me with a gentleman by the name of Dr. Allen and Dick Gregory. So when he painted that picture and he talked about the opportunity, I begin to see the end result. So if you want to create wealth and abundance, it's like an architect. You got to have the end results as a blueprint before you even get started.
Woo!
So what kicked me off was I saw the end results. Based on the example of some of the leaders that were there, they were making $10,000, $20,000, $50,000 a month. I said, well, let me sit at the foot of these guys. If they can make the 10 to 20 to 30, 50,000, I can do the same. And as you know, I was able to do that and hit up to 30,000 a month in the 1980s. And that's when I had a good segue here into Reverend Ike, which is my teacher, one of my teachers at that time.
All right, Ali, we have to, you know, well, you're a New Yorker. We have to take a pause for the cause.
Yes.
So when we come back, I want to make sure that you give your contact information, and we're going to proceed on and talk about how you moved from that sales arena into network marketing and into what I'll call the millionaireship.
Yes, sir.
So we'll be right back, folks.
This is Dr. Herbert Harris. If you would like more information about how you may become a millionaire, text the word millionaire, that's M-I-L-L-I-O-N-A-I-R-E, to 58885, that's 5-888-5, to get more information and a special gift. You are now tuned in to the Millionaire Mentorship Show with Dr. Herbert Harris on Bishani Radio. Always talking about everything from New York City. We are available on iTunes, iHeartRadio, Spotify, TuneIn Radio, and anywhere a mobile device is available. We're now talking with Ali Yassin. And when I say Ali Yassin, Dr. Ali Yassin, Dr. Go Rich Mind Ali Yassin, about his transition from being a poor young boy in North Carolina to being a millionaire in New York City. So, Ali, give us some contact information so people can reach out to you.
Well, they can reach me on my Facebook, the Billionaire Mastermind Forum. That's four words, Billionaire then Mastermind Forum. They can reach me on Facebook, and that's my broadcast in the morning. They also can reach me by dialing 646-773-5879. And also, they can reach me by email, draliyassin@gmail.com. And then, of course, Facebook, my regular page is Go Ali Yassin, and you can hit me up on Facebook as well.
Beautiful. And that email address, the doctor spelled out.
Yeah, doctor spelled out, DocTorAliYassin@gmail.com.
Beautiful. Thank you, Ali. Well, before you go into that, Ali, let me paint a picture for you.
Okay.
One of the things that inspired me in network marketing, because I had had a little bit of success, but my main income was from practicing law. Okay? But I recognized that law was linear income, that no matter how good the case, how great I was, I never got any royalties, never leveraged it. And one day I came to your house on Western Avenue, and you had gotten your printout from, in those days, folks, for all the network marketers listening, in those days, you actually got a paper printout.
Yeah.
And when they delivered the printout to Ali, it was not in an envelope, it was in a box. And that thing was so long, and I'll never forget, you just went around the apartment and rocked it around and around and around. And all those names on there, that was your organization. And I said, man, how can one person do that?
Yes.
And that was a turning point for me. When I saw that, I think that was a $40,000 a month at that time.
$30,000.
I said, man, I can do that. But that was impressive. You never know what's going to strike you. And that really struck me.
Yeah. And then that leads into, you know, I got to throw the part in here.
Yes.
As you're talking about having your vision and believing and defining what you want. At the age of 40, I thought that was something special, 40 years old. And at that time, I hit the 30,000 a month. And I decided that I wanted to have a birthday party on a yacht. And as a result, on September 23rd, I made that decision. And I went out, my support staff and my team told me, man, why are you going to spend $30,000 to have a party? Then I turned it into a networking event. And I asked you to invite our teacher, this gentleman who is he's the foundation of personal growth and development, as far as I'm concerned. Reverend Ike, Dr. Reverend Ike Kinkota. And I said, Reverend Ike painted this picture for me. Is, you know, whatever the mind can believe and conceive is unfolding here, but Reverend Ike drew it home. So I asked you to ask him to come to my birthday party, which started at midnight and went to 4 o'clock in the morning on a yacht. And you were crazy enough to go in and ask them. Folks, this is what I want to share with you. Asked, as Esther Hicks said, and is given. If you don't ask, you cannot receive. So I had the, and Herbie, and I think Herbie was crazy enough to follow my thoughts. And he went in there and asked Reverend Ike, multi-millionaire with 5, 6, 7 Rolls Royces and a renowned leader and ministry. And the man said, yes. Go ahead, Herbie.
He said, yes. He said, he told me, Reverend Ike said, he said, you know, Harris, he says, I don't like folks. And he said, but I like Ollie and I like to see people spend their money. Then he rephrased it. He said, I like to see people circulate their money.
Circulate, yes.
So he said, I'll tell you what. He said, I'll go, but you have to rent another boat to follow that boat. He said, because if I decide I want to leave, I want to be able to leave when I want to leave. And I said, no problem, Reverend. I rented another boat, and that boat followed our boat. But let me tell you something. He enjoyed himself. I have never seen Reverend I have so much fun. He enjoyed himself so much. He just, Ali, I think you were like a physical representation of what he'd been teaching.
Yes.
You know, he was a young man that all the things, you were from North Carolina poor. He was from South Carolina poor.
Right.
And both of you had achieved great stuff. So that was a party that one of those things that you never, ever forget. And thank you for having the idea. And thank me for being crazy enough to follow it.
Crazy enough to follow the idea. But you don't know unless you ask. And you was crazy enough to ask them. You said, I don't know. I said, man, he's going to come in. He showed up with a phantom $500,000 Rolls Royce with a mink carpet.
Yes. And by the way, that Rolls Royce is one of the 16 in the world. The Queen of England has one. They wrote it in the recent marriage.
Wow. And
that was one of the 16 Rolls Royces that were made like that.
Wow. And I want to tell your listeners, you know, success is defined in many different ways. Riches is defined in many different ways. You know, wanting to be rich. And richness is not just, you got to go beyond money, but it's a state of happiness. It's a state of health. It's a state of consciousness. And the money size of the part of it and the wealth part of the material side of it, it's kind of where you keep score, right? Because you can only wear one pair of shoes. You can only sleep in one bed, right? You only drive one car, no matter how many you have. So when I talk about the science of getting rich, I want you to think beyond money. And as Herbie opened up and talking about, I want you to think in terms of a state of consciousness. And that state of consciousness through your subconscious is linked to divine conscious. And through this divine conscious, as I talk about on my broadcast every morning, the Billionaire Mastermind Forum, which is bmfmoneytalksradio.com, is that you can literally download all the good you desire in your state of consciousness because you're connected to divine consciousness. So wherever you are, whoever you are listening, you can have it all through understanding this basic principle that you were born rich. And what we do and what Dr. Harris here is doing is teaching you how to take the riches that God has given you and create the material wealth.
Mm-hmm. Ali, you know, normally we're at the end of this segment. I can say this. I can tell right now we're going to have to do 2 or 3 more segments because I think that, you know, you can walk into a gold mine and find a pebble, one little old piece of gold. Or you can walk into a gold mine and find a vein, and you can follow that vein to greater and greater pieces of gold. And I think that what we were sharing today is a vein.
And we're going to have to do some more shows to get let people know what's possible. So I normally ask and say, well, is there one, closing thought that you would like to share? That was so powerful. I don't know if there's anything else, but is there the one closing thought that you'd like to share after that one? And if you say, hey, man, that's it, go home, that's fine. But is there any other closing thought for our listeners that can help change their lives?
Yeah. We have discovered over the last year, last several months, the missing link, and as to how I achieve what I achieve, and it's based on what we call emotional intelligence. Why emotion telling people are more successful. Research has shown that people with strong emotion intelligence are more likely to succeed than those with high IQ. So I'm telling you today that if you're out there, that wherever you are, there is a skill set that you can develop. And here's some facts here. A research by the Center for Creative Leadership has found that the primary cause of executive derailment and involvement and deficiencies is emotional competency. Now, they went out and did a survey over 20,000 individuals, including more than 80 of the Fortune 100 companies. Now, here's what I want to leave you with. As you know what's going on in the world today and all the crazy decisions people are making, but this research shows that the three main reasons for failure are difficult. And the three main reasons for failures are, number one, handling change and an inability to work well with a team, and poor personal, interpersonal relationships. So if you want to add an extra zero to your bottom line and income, I'm saying spend time developing your emotional intelligence. It's been stated that the high EQ of people in that category earn $30,000 more in income than the average person out there, regardless of their IQ. So I wanted to leave that with them as a food for thought. If we come back, Herbie, I'd like to talk more about that and the statistics that we found, and that what we are applying now, and we're doing workshops on this here, but it is the holy grail, is what I'm looking for, to wealth creation, is the internal instinct that's driving the emotions that can propel you to your greatness in your life.
Wow. Ali, hey, man, I sure thank you, because I think what you've shared with us is powerful. And I commit this, that we're going to have at least another interview or two, because All of the stuff that you're sharing, there's so many nuggets, so many just gold pieces that you can share. And that emotional intelligence is a powerful piece. So let me just thank you for being on our program today. Okay. Commit to our listeners that you're going to be back and just keep going and growing. Thank you, my friend.
Yeah, I just want to add one thing, Herbie. Go pick up my book, The Science of Thinking Rich, Amazon.com. You'll love it. Thank you.
Dr. Ali Yassin, The Science of Thinking Rich. All right.
God bless.
Thank you.
Hey, Achievers. Dr. Herbert Harris here. Did you know that audiobooks are one of the most effective ways to learn about new ideas, new experiences, and new places to go? Audible, an Amazon company, is offering our listeners a free 30-day trial to get two free audiobooks to listen to whenever you want, in your car, in your home. Go to our website, www.herbertharris.com. Click on the Audible icon and get your free trial. That's www.herbertharris.com. Click on the Audible icon and get your free trial.
Folks, I'll tell you, this has been a powerful program, and Dr. Ali Yassin is going to be back. I want to hear from you. When you listen to programs, our program, I want to hear from you to learn about some of the challenges and victories that you have faced with, and answer any questions you may have about the program, about some of the stuff you hear and learn here. So be sure to email me at Herbert at HerbertHarris.com. That's Herbert at HerbertHarris.com. Remember, when you email me, I will get you a free audio download, The Four Principles of Wealth Building. Our closing affirmation is from Michael Bloomberg, the former mayor of New York. And I think it sums up exactly what we've been sharing. He says this: no matter who you are, if you believe in yourself and your dream, New York will always be the place for you. No matter who you are, if you believe in yourself and in your dream, New York will always be the place for you. Michael Bloomberg. Folks, let's talk about belief in yourself. For all of those who have our book, The 12 Universal Laws of Success, Chapter 3, The Law of Vision, is mandatory. If you can't see it, you can't be it. And so you have to believe in something. You have to have a vision of something. And the law of vision will help you clarify and specify anything you want to be, do, or have. So my assignment for you is this. If money was no object and you knew you could not fail, what would you like to be, do, or have? What would your life be like? If money was no object and you knew you could not fail, what would your life be like? I'd love for you to work on that and send it to me. Share it. I'd love to share it with some of our listeners. Herbert at HerbertHarris.com. Folks, remember, we are where we are because of the decisions we make and the actions we take. So choose success. Choose wealth. Choose happiness. We have the ability to create the lives we desire by changing our thoughts, our feelings, our habits, and our associations. So choose the life that you desire in your thoughts, that you see in your visions. Feel the life you desire in your feeling nature, how it feels, how it smells, how it moves. Cultivate habits that support the life you desire and surround yourself with people who believe in you, who love you, who inspire you, who lift you up and help you create and live your dreams, knowing that the best is yet to come. This is Dr. Herbert Harris saying join us again next week, same time, same station, for the next edition of the Millionaire Mentorship Show, always knowing that the best is yet to come.
Millionaire Mentorship. Millionaire Mentorship. The Millionaire Mentorship Show with Dr. Herbert Harris on Vashani Radio and iHeart Radio.
Queens, the Bronx, Stan, and money-making Manhattan. You're listening to Vashani Radio App, the number one independent app for podcast. Download for free for iPhone and Android at the App Store.